This is Earth Notes. Elevated E. coli levels are, unfortunately, not unheard of in Oak Creek, whether it be from a sewage spill like the one earlier this summer, or because of crowded recreation spots where humans and other animals leave behind waste. 20 years ago, a study by researchers at Northern Arizona University found that about 30% of E. coli bacteria in Oak Creek was from raccoons attracted to the creek by food and trash left by visitors. Human feces was another significant source of contamination, especially in summer, with deer, elk, and horses also contributing to bacterial levels. But over the last 2 decades, recreational activity along Oak Creek has risen significantly. Now, biologists and volunteer stewards are finding human and pet waste along the stream much more often. It not only poses a possible threat to public health, but also to species like the threatened narrow-headed garter snake and other animals that live along the creek. So the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality is partnering with 5 local nonprofits, including the Oak Creek Watershed Council and the National Forest Foundation, to take action. That includes closing undesignated bathroom break stops along Highway 89, installing dozens of pet waste cleanup stations, and rehabilitating trails to reduce direct sediment runoff into Oak Creek. The ADEQ's Arizona Water Watch team trains volunteer citizen scientists to regularly conduct water sampling and trash pickup projects. This Earth Note was written by Diane Hope and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.